Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Play your trump card. Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the art, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are you? Yeah, you know, it's Friday the 13th, but don't worry. You got a very lucky mix of music and musings. Heavy on the music, but yeah, the cultural cacophony, as crazy as ever, so we'll venture in. Your request, your dedication's in the mix. Thank you for your forgotten 45. We'll get to you. And we'll get to you if you're listening live on Friday, May 13th, 9 a.m. out west, 11 central, noon here in the east. Number in motion, 347-857-4505. Twitter feed, as you know, is the 24/7 proposition. At AB Wright. The show today brought to you in part by Audiophile, music and books and podcasts to rest your ears with everything you want to hear from Audiophile. Also by Old Navy. Enjoy great savings and style for spring from Old Navy. And by PopNet. Arts, culture, and conversation on air, online. PopNet features select editions. The Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. So, yeah, I know if you're like me, you're probably going to be spending the day dodging black cats, avoiding ladders, throwing salt over your shoulder. Oh, and don't forget, you got to knock. Knock on wood. Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show.
Thank you. Watch your mouth.
And I agree. It's not a pretty picture.
My boy. I got so much love in my heart for him that I really don't feel like me when he's not around. Yes, there are boys and there are boys, but he's a fine, fine boy.
Knocking on Eddie Floyd's wood on this Friday the 13th. Speaking of which, the Gremlins have seized the stream, and we're going to lose our live stream in just a few moments. Not to worry, though, the entire show will be available on podcast probably around 2 o'clock. We'll post it for you, of course, in our usual social media outlets, and you can look forward to in the archives on BTR, Stitcher, Mixcloud, and you know, listen this weekend on your local arts radio network stations and on PopNet. So there you go. Don't worry, Trudy. She's getting panicky. Things happen sometimes, especially on Friday the 13th. Speaking of things happening, Donald Trump, boy oh boy, he got a great meeting yesterday with Paul Ryan, etc., although Ryan is playing it coy so far because he could implode. And there's so many new things to talk about, including the butler did it, his butler, that is. We'll do that later. But on this tax issue, remember when he was going to release the taxes after the audit? Now the audit is still going on, so he doesn't know when that's going to come, but he hopes it'll be soon. But he was called on it on GMA this morning with George Stephanopoulos, who said, well, when you applied for a casino license, you were being audited and you released your tax returns. The Donald response? Get this. It didn't matter to me then. It matters to me now. What the heck is this guy hiding? And when on earth is anybody going to...
Running to and fro, hard working at the mill, never fail in the mail, yet come a rotten bill. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Salesman talking to me, trying to run me up a creek, say you can buy it, go and try it, you can pay me next week. Ah, too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved in. good looking, trying to get me hooked, want me to marry, get a home, settle down, write a book. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved. Same thing every day, getting up, going to school, no need of me complaining, my objections overrule. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be
We thought we were crazy too.
My first dawn, the somebody holding me. They said I welcome you to Crack a Box Palace. We've been expecting you. You bring such joy in Crack a Box Palace. No matter where you roam, no one loves you. Growing up, we're trying to not knowing where to start. I looked around for someone who may help reveal my heart. Someone said, while you're a part of Crack a Box Palace, do what the rest all do, or face the fact that Crack a Box Palace may have choice than to deport you.
Love. your diamond sight. There'll be days I will excite. Take a dream on me at night.
From Moby Grape, 805 on the Amy Beth Arcui Show for Donnie. Thanks for chiming in. Also, the Yardbirds for your love for Catty, and Van Morrison's Blue Money, and Too Much Monkey Business from Chuck Berry for Donald Trump and all the shenanigans. Emperor wearing no clothes, and nobody seems to care. Don't get it. It's kind of scary out there, isn't it? Twitter feed AB Rice before we lost the stream. A few folks chiming in, including Carla, who says, "It is so ridiculous. This Trump deal has got to end. When will it?" Well, it's going to end one way or the other, Carla, but I'm hoping it's not going to go in the wrong direction. He's still inching closer to Hillary in the national polls. It is scary, but long way to go for sure. Now the new thing that came out besides the tax issue is, and the butler, his old butler, who they're claiming now was fired a long time ago, but really wasn't because he just introduced Trump at a gathering in March. The guy's in his 80s. He was retired by Trump, but kept on because he's so valuable as a personal aide and historian of the whole Trump enterprise. How they're going to back out of this, I don't know. But he posted some very incendiary things about President Obama, including that he should be hung from the White House, or as he says, what he calls the White Mosque. Ouch. He is being investigated by the Secret Service. The Trump people, of course, distancing themselves, as they did from David Duke, the KKK, this national white nationalist leader guy, William Johnson, all these things. I know you can't be responsible for everything everybody says who supports you, but these other candidates don't seem to have all these crazy people surrounding them and coming out for them. It's very strange stuff indeed. Well, now there's something circulating, a tape from 20-something years ago when Donald Trump had broken up with Marla Maples and he was calling around the New York papers. There's some guy named John Miller, where he called himself John Miller, but it sounds like his voice, and somehow the tape surfaced. I don't know how or who revealed it, but it does sound like him. And, of course, he's singing his praises about his manly prowess with women, talking about all these women of the day, Madonna, Kim Basinger, Carla Bruni, and others who were coming on to him, but he wasn't interested. But, of course, they were interested in him. Well, whether it was him or not, I don't know. Our lips are sealed. Here are the Go-Go's of Forgotten 45 for Betsy on the A.B. Beth Arquisha.
Yeah.
Shakes on the Amy Beth Arguey Show. That was a song that introduced Brittany Howard and her compadres in that great band to the world just a few years ago. Boy, had they taken off like a rocket. And The Walk, that was the star tune from Meyer Hawthorne. What a great, fresh, old new sounds these bands bring to the fore. Love it all. And a moldy oldie, not really a moldy oldie, but a forgotten 45 anyway. from the Go-Go's. Our lips are sealed. Indeed they are. I'll send that one out also to Deanie via Twitter. Got it under the wire before we lost the stream. Love that song. Love the show, she says. Catch it all on podcast. Yeah, we had a little stream issue. You're listening on podcast now, so it doesn't matter to you because the show is here for you. And you can follow the Into the Dark We show at Mixcloud and get the Stitcher app as well, among other places. We'll tell you about them as we go. Let's talk about our Inspiration to Action Challenge success story. Today it's Nikki in Quahog, New York. It says, doing a mixed media project and dabbling in writing. Thank you for kicking me in the keister. My creativity is back in full force. You gave me the urge to explore and the discipline to do it. It works. It takes time, though. Yeah. Well, that's the whole point of the Inspiration Action Challenge. Mickey, thank you so much. I'm so happy it worked for you. The point really is to get you more focused on your work and to sort of re-embrace your whole love and passion for the art that you create. So if it's working for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out because you deserve to be embraced for the hard work that you've put into it. And I also think it helps other folks reignite their passion or at least think about doing it. So reach out to the website. It's Amy Beth Arkawy, A-R-K-A-W-Y, easy access via the Twitter feed.com, and we will give you that shout-out. And if you need some cajoling, let's start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. First one is always on me. I ask you to give me about a week, 10 days to connect with you, and we'll try to set you on a more creative and productive path. We'll work on it. Hey, while you're at the website, why not peruse my stories, the Eliza Gordon Mysteries, Killing Time, Dead Silent, and the latest, brand spanking new Murder, She Tweets, available for ebook and paperback from Cozy Cat Press. Find out all that info and then some, guest suggestions, big story suggestions, and, of course, your Forgotten 45s as well. There you have it. We're working on it for you. Hey, it is Friday the 13th, so let's flip it on its head and talk about good luck. There's a guy out in Long Island, Bruce Magistro, is that his name, who actually won, get this, not one, but $2 million scratch-off lottery tickets in the span of 3 years. No kidding, the odds are long, but he did it 3 years ago. Most of that money is long gone now, not because he spent crazy, but because, unfortunately, his late wife was suffering, and most of that money went to her medical costs. But he won again, and his son actually said that he thinks it's his late mom offering to help the family. Bruce can't believe it. He says, this is impossible, but he won. He's going to share most of the money with his kids and his new fiance. So what a loving thing this is, and amazing. So good luck is out there. If you feel lucky today, get yourself a lottery ticket. Here's Mary Chapin Carpenter on the internet.
Against you, girl, get back in bed.
I feel lucky. I feel lucky, yeah.
No Professor Doom gonna stand in my way. I feel lucky today. Saying, girl, you better get back home.
But I feel lucky. Oh, 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 I feel lucky, yeah.
No tropical depression's gonna steal my son away. I feel lucky today.
I feel
lucky today.
on the Amy Beth Hercules Show. Hey, I don't know if you've seen it yet. Joan Baez, they are running on PBS the Great Performances edition of her 75th birthday concert recorded live last January at the Deacon Theater. And what a show this is. Oh, how fabulous Joan still looks and sounds at 75. Star-studded cast of wonderful singers around her. And at some point, yeah, Mary Chapin Carpenter was there, by the way. And at some point, they did her classic, a not-so-forgotten 45 for Nell. Yeah, the night they drove old Dixie down. I'm Amy Beth Hercules Show.
Virgil Kane is my name, and I drove on the Danville train till so much cavalry came and tore up the tracks again. In the winter of 65, we were hungry, just barely alive. I took the train to Richmond this fell. It was a time I remember oh so well. There goes the Robert E. Lee. Now I don't mind, I'm chopping wood, and I don't care if the money's no good. Just take what you need and leave the rest. But they should never have taken the very best.
For night they drove old Dixie down,
and all the bells were people were singing, they went la 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 la. Like my father before me, I'm a working man, and like my brother before me, I took a rebel stand. Well, he was just 18, proud and brave, but a Yankee laid him in his grave. I swear by the blood below my feet, you can't raise a cane back up when it's in the seed.
And I say, go home, pick me down.
And all the bells were ringing. The people were singing, they went la 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 la.
This is how you make yourself vanish into nothing, and this is how you make yourself worthy of the love that she gave to you back when you didn't know the beautiful thing. And this is how you make yourself call your mother, and this is how you make yourself closer to your brother. Remember him back when he was small enough to help you sing. You thought God was an architect, now you know he's something like a pipe bomb ready to blow. And everything you built, it's all for show, goes up in flames in 24 frames.
Thank you. Call 24/7, and I never get a day off.
He tells her, I want to paint you naked on a big brass bed with bright orange poppies all around your head. And she says, crazy. I'm not a young anymore. Well, that's alright, he whispers. I've never painted before. And do you love me, Lady Jane? Lady Jane. Do you love me, Lady Jane? Lady Jane. You got me talking to the moon. You got me walking in the rain. Do you love me? Do you love me, Lady Jane? Oh, I wanna read your tea leaves by candlelight on a fat red velvet sofa. I wanna be with you all night. I wanna tickle your feet with a peacock plume. And she said, can you talk a little softer? There are people in the room. Do you love me, Lady Jane? Lady Jane. You love me, Lady Jane, Lady Jane. You got me talking to the moon. You got me walking in the rain. Do you love me? Do you love me, Lady Jane? And Jane said, my children brought me here and promised me they'd call. Well, you know, kids forget that's just the way of it all. And he said, well, that makes us both good, loose and fancy free. So, Jane, do you wanna come see the painted desert with me? Do you love me, Lady Jane? Lady Jane. Do you love me, Lady Jane? Lady Jane. You got me talking to the moon. You got me walking in the rain. Do like I love Lady Jane.
My sweet Lady Jane, when I see you again. Your servant am I, and will humbly remain. Just heed this plea, my love, on bended knee, my love, I pledge myself to Lady Jane. My dear Lady Anne, I've done what I can. I must take my leave, for promised I am. This play is run, my love, your time has come, my love, I pledge my troth to Lady Jane.
Joshua Kennison came and went, burst on the scene in the 90s with those great story songs, a couple of albums, and apparently is on his soul spiritual search. And you know what? He deserves to take that road if that's what he chooses. But he left us with these great songs, and you never know when he'll reemerge with more story songs. So keep going. And keep enjoying them for sure. And Jason Isbell, 24 Frames, love his sound for sure. And Joan Baez, she's been going and going for over 50 years now, for a good song and a good cause and a great concert, the birthday concert, the Beacon Theater, captured live, recorded live and captured on PBS, and the great performances. Be on the lookout for it. I think it's in the system, as they say, and it's worth the watch for sure. This is the end of the Beth Berkley Show. You know how we like to give you the old and the new, and this was a revelation, a band in 2015 called The Revivalists, and keep going. As we endeavor
well,
to do
I'm
here.
Rolling down the shade for the long ride. Never knew that I could feel so black and blue. And I've been holding on to something now for some time. And all I know is it's a feeling fit for two. Cause when the sunlight laid its head down on this dark night, and I was talking to myself in the rear view. Yeah, I've got questions, but I know everything is alright. And all I have to do is just remember you. Cause I'm never gonna lose you. I've got you deep inside my chest. And I can feel you beating like the soul of a drummer boy. I gotta keep going. been you and I've been me, but now I stand up tall for what I believe. I guess all eyes are on that trail of fear and trail on disbelief, but no one's leaving just yet. We all want that make believe, drowning through tribulations of who I've come to be. The less I know, the more. I've been me, but now I stand up tall for what I believe.
Talk all the time. He crank calls me at work like 3 times a week.
Pretty much all you need in a rock and roll band.
We right got here. Him. That's right here.
Wonderful guys. The Los Angeles. Their forthcoming album is entitled All Your Favorite Bands. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the program, Dawes.
Let's make a list of all.
everybody. Right here. Lovely. I would like to, people say to me, when you're done with the show, what will you do? And I'm happy to announce that I'm joining Dawes.
Hey.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Got a message in my mailbox from an old friend I hardly see. All he said was, you were trying to get in touch with me, and I stared down at your number. I felt passion, and I felt